Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with the most interesting and important stories you should know about. On today's show, teachers are in short supply here in Pennsylvania, but school districts in our region are finding creative ways to recruit more. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is considering a greenhouse gas initiative. It's Thursday, May 15th. Happy Fine Arts Fiesta opening day to Wilkes-Barre. Let's get you up to date. First, some election news as the primary election gets even closer. Democrats in Pennsylvania's House of Representatives are sending a suite of election reforms to the Republican-controlled Senate for consideration. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, the House was also scheduled to vote on voter ID, but Republican support fell apart at the last minute.
In simple terms, Democrats want greater access to the ballot, while Republicans want more security. House Speaker Joanna McClinton, Democrat of Philadelphia, says her bill would make it easier for voters to access the ballot and for counties to run elections.
It helps our local county election officials by allowing for pre-canvassing, providing clarity and uniformity around mail ballot and provisional ballot curing, and it adjusts the timeline for requesting a mail-in ballot.
Republicans unanimously opposed the bill, largely due to disagreement over the use of mail-in voting. For their part, Republicans failed to muster support for a voter ID bill that had just a week before passed out of a House committee with unanimous party support, plus a couple Democrats. Until the vote fell apart, it appeared the parties would use voter ID as a bargaining chip against other reforms.
That was Jordan Wilkie reporting. Some more state news for you now. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court heard arguments on Tuesday over the state's participation in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, known as REGGI. Julie Grant reports for WVIA.
In 2022, Governor Tom Wolf entered Pennsylvania into REGGI, a multi-state marketplace that requires power plants that burn fossil fuels to pay for their carbon dioxide emissions. A group of Republican lawmakers sued, claiming that requiring power plants to buy carbon credits amounts to a tax, something the Department of Environmental Protection does not have the authority to do. The Commonwealth Court agreed. Governor Shapiro's administration appealed that to the state Supreme Court. Attorney Emma Bast, whose environmental group Penn Future intervened in that appeal, argues that because the money from REGGI does not go into the state general fund, it would go into the Clean Air Fund, it's considered a fee, which does not require the legislature.
Fees are allowed, and there are many kinds of fees in Pennsylvania for many different things.
Bast says the court could take 9 months or more to issue a decision.
And that was Julie Grant with that story. More up to date after this break.
WVIA News is working hard to be your source for local, state, and national stories that shape your world. We're your connection to stories that truly matter, and we report to you. Find us at WVIA.org.
Welcome back. There is a national teacher shortage right now, so some districts are struggling to fill positions. Here in Pennsylvania, the number of teachers certified by the state has declined 62% since 2010. The Wilkes-Barre Area School District started a program 3 years ago to boost the profession while students are still in high school. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall reports from the classroom.
The fourth grade students sat around a U-shaped table at Daniel J. Flood Elementary School. Tess Wells sat in the middle. She listened to children read a passage and answered questions about vocabulary words.
How do the kids feel about Mr. Kamalasidi?
Tess is a senior at Wilkes-Barre Area High School. She spends every afternoon in the special education classroom. She wants to be a teacher, and the Education Experience Program has given her both confirmation and confidence.
I have been like the happiest out of all my 4 years of high school, just being able to come to school every day, because it's truly a gift that I get to come into different classrooms and just observe and see what's going on. I love it so much.
High school seniors take core classes for half the day. The rest is spent with teachers in their classrooms. Many school districts and colleges have increased efforts to attract people to the teaching profession. Luzerne County Community College and Commonwealth University this month announced a new program to obtain a 4-year teaching degree without ever leaving Hazleton. East Stroudsburg University's Aspiring Educator Pathway program pairs high school students with mentor teachers for in-classroom experiences. For 2.5 hours each afternoon, Tess is immersed in the classroom. She keeps students on task, reviews concepts with flashcards, and offers additional help. Teacher Annette D'Alessandro offers Tess guidance.
The challenges teachers face these days are much different than the challenges we faced even just 10 years ago. You know, sometimes I say teaching is the last thing I do on a daily basis. Those basic needs we tend to meet first, so that way the learning can happen.
The experience has confirmed that Tess wants to be a teacher. She'll pursue a degree in early childhood education at King's College in the fall. At Solomon Plains Elementary School, veteran teacher Lisa Giovannini led a lesson on the historical nonfiction genre in her fifth grade class.
Yeah, everybody have a seat. Let's look at 479.
Paige Rajevich, a Wilkes-Barre senior, watched closely.
I also like to walk around and see how the students are doing and maybe give some additional aid to the teachers. I feel like I'm going to be better prepared for maybe observations or student teaching.
Paige plans to attend Kutztown University to pursue a degree in early childhood education and special education. Giovannini has hosted a student in her classroom for each quarter since the program started. They see the paperwork she must complete and the need to address more than lessons. They see who needs a coat, who may be hungry, who may have an unstable life at home.
Teaching is a calling, and you have to be ready to do it. And I think that this enables us to say, like, yes, I do want to do this. This is the best career you will ever have.
Reporting from Wilkes-Barre, I'm Sarah Hofias-Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah, for that story. And a report released on Wednesday by Teach Plus and PA Needs Teachers found the state needs an additional 8,500 teachers to fill vacant positions and replace employees with emergency permits. We have more on this at WVIA.org. All right, one last thing for you today. Time for another Pennsylvania postcard from Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
Fans of railways and perhaps thrill seekers might like a visit to Kinzu Bridge State Park. It's hundreds of acres near Mount Jewett in McKean County, Northwest Pennsylvania. It's also home to a reinvented bridge called the Kinzu Viaduct. When it was built in 1882, the Kinzu Bridge was the highest railroad viaduct in the world at more than 2,000 feet long and more than 300 feet high. It was a working railroad. It stood for years until the summer of 2003, when a tornado partially brought down the viaduct. It has since, according to the state, been reinvented as a pedestrian walkway. Visitors can venture out and look through a partial glass platform to see the bottom of the Kinzu Gorge. The Kinzu Skywalk will be closed through much of the summer while crews work on a preservation project, but other park facilities remain open. State officials hope to open the Skywalk again in time for leaf season this fall. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. Also at WVIA.org, it's Thursday, so there's a brand new event for you to check out. Get all the details on the Fine Arts Fiesta, a potato pancake festival, an Armed Forces Day parade, and more. You can find it all at WVIA.org/eventful. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to hear more, remember to subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a happy Thursday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.